Dan Fox, he was a bit of a character actually, because on the upside, or the London side of Amersham, we used to have a kiosk. And the lady used to say to me, Ian, can you please take these cartons down to the incinerator and burn them? Certainly. Well, myself and a chap called Cliff Ratcliffe, he's no longer here, we took them down there one day, and we put paraffin on the boxes, and Daniel Fox, he had the window open of his cabin. The smoke, straight in. I'm not kidding you, friend, the air was blue. I mean blue. And up in the signal box, because the station master in those days was Mr. Cox, his daughter married T.T. Boughton, one of the T.T. Boughton boys. Mm-hmm. His son is now an anaesthetist in one of the hospitals. And up in the box, as I say, there used to be an old aeroplane seat. You sit there and wait for the next train coming down. We used to have to let the people out. And he said to me one day, would you like a cup of tea? I said, yes, please. He got the brown earthenware pot out, condensed milk, and he wound it round. It was like diesel. I drank this. I felt a bit queasy. So I walked down the stairs and I was sick. I said, Foxy, you know what you can do with your tea? And he only laughed, you know.